I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. As the new year gets rolling, gospel workers call for a renewed prayer focus on Yemen. More from MNN's Katie Harth.
In 2019, a Yemeni child under the age of 5 died every 12 minutes because of the conflict. Today, it's every 5 minutes. Despair haunts every household in Yemen, but the Lord is working here too. God continues to reconcile Yemenis to himself. One man, whose wife is not a believer yet, says he woke up early one morning to read Ephesians. The man thought his wife was sleepwalking when she approached him, but then she started asking him questions. Now, they've started reading the Bible together. Pray this woman will place her faith in Christ as she learns the gospel message. Pray for a miraculous work of reconciliation in Yemen. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And in 1620, the Mayflower carried dozens of Protestant Christians fleeing religious persecution in England to the American colonies. Today, American churches mobilize to help dozens of believers escape persecution in China. China Aid's Bob Fu.
Every week, private Christian school based in Dallas have been teaching the children virtually, and they are collecting support financially. China Aid were leading the diplomatic effort to try to find a solution for the U.S. government to resettle them. We call them the modern-day Mayflower Church.
A coalition of ministries, including China Aid and Voice to the Martyrs Canada, works tirelessly to secure freedom for the Mayflower Church. To help, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.